That's her name. She was already not somebody.
Catch the
else.
Wave. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's All the Way Live right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. Hello, somebody.
Cooking with grease. Now help me light the fire. It's quartet music at its best.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
I can never find. Sing. many listen every day to Rex Limbaugh. And now it's Pastor Dontez Lee with Rescue America, the number one talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dontez Lee speaking around the world about political, religion, and
true facts that's happening today in society.
It's Rescue America with Pastor Dontez Lee. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dontez Lee, the most requested talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're going to see chaos is coming like you have never seen. If you think you've seen chaos with all this shooting, it's going to get worse and worse. And the prophets are saying, my friend, like I said, I'm not speaking for Obama. I'm not speaking for the Democrats. I'm not speaking for the Republicans. I'm speaking for God. I'm telling you, we need to prepare, because if they impose martial law in many states, you're not going to be able to go out and get food. You're not going to be able to get Pampers for your baby. So I'm telling you now, you better get some food. You better stock up on some things. You better get some water. Because if they shut everything down because of a national attack,
be sure to tune in to Rescue America every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. here on the NFI.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Oh, few months ago about two,
what did he do?
And a half year ago, the doctor,
what did he do?
Diagnosed a heart attack on my body.
What did he do?
When I went into the emergency room to get me,
what did he do?
A checkup. When a nurse checked my blood pressure,
what did he do?
She picked up the phone and called the doctors. And doctors,
what did he do?
Start coming. Nurses start running.
What did he do?
I said, wait, what's the matter? What's my problem in that?
In other words, you can't boast about anything. But if you've got to boast, God. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Aren't you glad about God's grace? God loves us so. I said he gave his only begotten Son to come down and redeem me that I might have another chance. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
I'm saved
by his grace.
Yeah. And then I share this with the young people. I say, there was a time in my life when I didn't know life someday as I traveled. We'll be right back.
Oh, come on. I hear you. Oh, yeah.
what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We realize the singing days will soon be over. We realize that this world is not our home. We're just passing through. But in the Bible, in the 21st chapter of Revelation, God spoke about that new Jerusalem, that holy Jerusalem, a new body, a new mind. We realize that this earthly home will soon decay. Fellas, have a dream that I dream that I
You know, sometimes in life we're going to have problems. Sometimes there's trouble in your home. But you know, if you got your hand in God's hand, you don't have nothing to worry about. You know, but sometimes we as Christians, sometimes we ask God, say, Lord, where were you when I didn't have no money and we didn't have too much food to eat? Lord, where were you when I needed you? When I was on my bed of affliction and the doctors had given me up. Lord, where were you? I come to tell you, the Lord was sitting right there in the same place.
One day, I found the answer, and oh, what a lesson, what a lesson.
coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Now come on, put your hands together.
me one favor. Just lift your hand. And if you don't do nothing else tonight, tell God thank you. Tell God thank you for everything that you've done. Tell God thank you for everything that you're going to do. Tell God thank you for anything, for the things that's coming for you. God got a blessing coming, and it's waiting on you. You don't have to worry about your child that's running the street. If you tell God, I need more of you, he'll bring that child home. When that husband won't act right, all you got to do is tell, Lord, I need you. I can't make it without you. Love Jesus, love Jesus, love Jesus. I can't do it. No, 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 no. Lord, I thank you. He's been so good to me. And he's been so kind. I can't thank him enough. If he hadn't hung on the cross, where would I be? I'm glad I know him for myself. Woo! Just listen at that.
Thank you. of y'all determined just to keep running? All right, all right. But how many just want to walk around heaven all day? Give it up for Dutch Allen!
Sadness,
sadness,
a misery.
Sadness.
wanna wear because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome back, live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
If you're ready, stand on your feet tonight and let's receive all the way from Dumas, Arkansas, the Racy Brothers!
When this life is over down here,
Lord, please remember me. How y'all doing tonight? Ooh, y'all making me feel good in here.
Little song we've been singing for a long time. I've decided that I was going to make Jesus my choice. And if we sing anything tonight that somebody can be a witness to, I want y'all to forget about these cameras and come on, let's have a little church in here. Will that be all right? Let me sing the song. Listen here.
Some folks, wrong folks, would rather in heaven
have
and land. Church, these are all material things, but these are the very things we treasure, and forget.
I want you to help me tell Little Rock tonight that we know the road and the going
and the going is
and each one of those hills
are
so hard to
climb.
But we started out
crawling around
a long time ago.
All around me,
each and every day.
I gotta understand what Paul was talking about now. For Paul said every time I desire to do good, he said evil was always there. I wonder how I got a witness in here. Well, every now and then, that old mean low down dirty get on my truck. Let me tell you what I do. I get down on my knees and I begin to talk to the Lord. I say, Lord, I need you. Build me a fence of love. Build me a fence of love. Build me a fence of love. When my enemies, when they get all around me, don't you let them bother me, Lord. Build me a fence of love. Witness. I said it's a good thing. got somebody on your side that you can call on. 35 years old, and I found out that there was not a friend like the lowly Jesus. And when I was going through, I found out that there was not a comforter like King Jesus. Oh, I'm going to keep on until I get a witness up in here. 35 years old, and right before my very eyes, I've seen God heal folks. That's when I found out that there was not a doctor like King Jesus. And when I was going through, heart was broken. Stepped in and mended my broken heart. And I come to let you know tonight that I don't care where you go, how far you go, where you look, you won't find nobody that can do you like Jesus. I'm gonna keep on till I get a witness in here. Somebody been down, and you know it was nobody but Jesus that brought you out. Can I get a witness in here? Somebody been lonely, and you know it was nobody but Jesus that took you in his loving arms, rocked you. Can I get a witness in here? Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! You keep on going on and sit down. You keep on going on and sit down. I'm getting ready to praise the Lord. Because he's been good to me. Anybody here know we've been good? Is there anybody here know that he's done something for you that mama wasn't able to do? That father wasn't able to do? Some of you went to your friends, found out those were the very ones that walked away closed doors, scandalized your name up and down the highway. Is there anybody here know that there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus? Jay, let me see.
somebody, why don't you go on and say it like you showed no meaning, son?
From a little town about 89 miles away from here called Dumas, Arkansas. And I don't care where we go, I always let the people know who we are and where we're from. And I don't care how big we get or where God takes us. We come from the Dumas Quartet Singing Center. A lot of folks don't like that. But I'm going to tell it like it is. I said we come from the Dumas Quartet Singing Center. I was a little boy. Running up and down the road behind the Millennium Stars. Dragging my guitar. Guitar was taller than I was. I'll never forget it every second Sunday of the month. Mama that would take me to the Dumas Quartet Singing Center. And some of y'all are acting like y'all don't know what it is, but it's one here in Little Rock too. But it was such a unique place. We learned
learned a lot. We learned so much. And the reason we're doing what we do right now is because of what mama and dad and them put in us way back then. And my dear, God bless her soul, going on home to live with Jesus now. But she would sing in the Dumas local choir. My mama and them would sing. Glory waves and the birds are humming in. Some of them are not here, but they ought to be. But anyway, I'm going to sing some of them songs. I'm going to let y'all know where we come from. Can I do that? Now, for y'all that think this might be a little too traditional, y'all just sit there. But y'all finna watch these doomers folks have a Holy Ghost fit in here. There was an old man that couldn't even talk very well. His name was Eddie Blackman. But somehow, some way, he would make his way to the front. And he would grab the microphone and he would sing a little song that says, "You ought to live so
God can use you."
I told you, look at that. Myself tonight.
ain't gonna even ask y'all, can I do it? I'm gonna do it anyway. But Muddy used to sing this, and don't let me sing it.
Bye.
Saints all over the building was waving their hands when she would say, oh, I'm talking about the saints of God,
Lord,
all of the saints, oh Lord, oh, God will be gathering all, but just that we gon' sit down. Understand why you have to stay up late in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning, knowing you ain't done nobody wrong, but just can't sleep sometimes. We gonna understand it all better, all by and by. Might not understand that sickness that's in your body right now, but let me encourage somebody tonight. If you hold on to God's unchanging hand and just wait on it. But I used to hear my mama say, he'll always be on time. I wonder, can I get a witness tonight? Is there anybody in this room ever have to call on it? Won't it make a way for you tonight? I said, won't it make a way for you tonight? We'll wonder.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Many listen every day to Rex Limbaugh, and now it's Pastor Dantes Lee with Rescue America, the number one talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee speaking around the world about political, religion, and true facts that's happening today in society. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee. Tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. It's Rescue America with Pastor Dantes Lee, the most requested talk show on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You want to see Chaos is coming like you have never seen. If you think you've seen chaos with all this shooting, it's going to get worse and worse. And the prophets are saying, my friend, like I said, I'm not speaking for Obama. I'm not speaking for the Democrats. I'm not speaking for the Republicans. I'm speaking for God. I'm telling you, we need to prepare, because if they impose martial law in many states, you're not going to be able to go out and get food. You're not going to be able to get Pampers for your baby. So I'm telling you now, you better get some food. You better stock up on some things. You better get some water. Because if they shut everything down because of a national attack, or a...
Be sure to tune in to Rescue America every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. here on the NFI.
Of a story about three trees. Well, there was three trees standing there on the side of a hill. There was a large oak tree. There was a large pine tree. Between those trees, there was a little small cedar tree. One day it came a storm, church. The lightning was flashing, the wind was blowing, and the thunder was roaring. Oh Lord, after the storm passed over, they looked down the side of that hill. That large oak tree had been uprooted and blown down a hill. Oh Lord, that large pine tree had been uprooted and blown level to the ground. But what was amazing, that small cedar tree was still standing there. Somebody got curious. They said, I wonder why this tree is still standing here. Somebody got a shovel and they begin to dig around the roots of this tree. They dug, they dug, they kept on digging.
Yeah.
Why this tree is still standing here?
Just take it to Jesus. somebody said, bless your house. We're going to sing them all. Our time is about over with, but they can cut the cameras off and go home. We're gonna sing. You see, we think we know too much today. Can I get a witness? My mother said, we watch too much television. See, some of us got fine clothes to wear, new car to ride around in, two or three gold chains around our neck. A little old small brick house is not paid for. We too grand to speak to our next door neighbor. God gave it to you.
Just
This is Elder Callahan, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministries on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Listen to me. When I started out on this journey, I thought I had a lot of friends. Some of them I thought would be there and stand by me until the end. You know what I found out? I found out the hard way. Everybody, the smile in your face. No, 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 that's not your friend. One more thing, listen. I put my trust in a lot of my so-called friends. But somewhere down the line, they let me down.
I get a weak eye. You give me comfort, Lord. When I get lonely, oh, thank you. Keep on bringing me over the rough hills and mountains. You brought me over the valley, Lord. I thank you. Oh, thank you. You've been good to me, Lord.
I can go on and on.
That's my testimony.
Let me tell you what he done for me. Save me.
am so glad I got you to lean on. My, my, my. I read my Bible.